Not telling you some lies. I'm not kidding myself. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart. When you say that I want it that way, tell me why.
This is Rachel.
And this is Amanda.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. Shoot. WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sorry, what was that? Okay, perfect.
Great way to start this morning at 7:09.
Feels like 6:09 in my very not adjusted body clock. But we're doing great things out here.
Yeah, I don't know about our listeners, mm-hmm. of which there are many this morning, I'm sure. But
if our boy Owen is still up, as he was at 4:52,
oh,
then
no.
We appreciate you, and we love you, and whyever you're up, I'm sorry.
Anyway, our body clocks are 100% off. We want to eat at all hours of the day.
Literally all. Rachel, what did you have to snack on last night?
At a hot, probably 10:45. A nice, well, okay. A nut butter packet, because what else would I be eating at any hour of the day?
So why are you eating so much nut butter, Rachel?
Great question, Amanda. To those who don't know this story, I found a rubber band in a Justin's nut butter packet, a Shonda, I know, mm-hmm. gasp.
Heinous.
It was actually really disgusting. I have a picture to prove it.
I couldn't imagine.
You're just sucking a log and there popped out a rubber band.
I'm so sorry.
But Then I was like, Justin's. Justin, let's take away the contraction.
It's a personal basis now.
Yeah. You gotta, you know, do something for me. And they were like, okay. I thought they were gonna give me money, which would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
But no. They just sent me like a huge quantity of cashew butter.
And a tote.
Oh, and leans into Mike, and a tote.
So listeners out there, if anyone is interested in a Justin's Nut Butter tote.
No, it was already given away. I'm so sorry. Next time I find a rubber band, though.
Okay. You should probably play some more music.
All right. Here is Emily Sandy.
Any joy it would bring, honey, the look of it was as sweet as the sound. Your head tilt back, your funny mouth to the clouds. I couldn't hope to know that song and know its words. Wouldn't claim to feel the same we felt the first time it was heard. I couldn't name that feeling carried in that voice. Was it just the act of making noise that brought you joy? You don't have to sing it right. Who could call you wrong? You put your emptiness to melody, your awful heart to song. You don't have to sing it nice.
sing along. So honey, sing, 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 sing. Remember when you'd sing before we moved to it, and we'd scuff up our shoes. Honey, the groove of it was whatever you choose. I wanna be your lover or the fisherman's blues. You didn't always sing it right, but who could call you wrong? You put your emptiness to melody, your awful heart to song. You don't have to sing it nice, but honey, sing it strong. At best you'll find a little remedy, at worst the world will sing along. So honey, sing, 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 sing. Who could ask to be unbroken or be brave again? Honey, hope even on this side of the grave again. To feel saved again, but stick around until you hear that music play again. And honey, sing, 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 honey, sing, sing, sing. Just for the love of it, any joy it would bring.
Okay, now we're back. Okay, so that was Emilie Sande next to me. Definitely just butchered her name because she's French. And that was Hozier to Noisemaking from his new album, Wasteland Baby! Exclamation point.
Do you want to just say, like, Wasteland Baby? Or just, like, Wasteland Baby! Exclamation point.
I think at 718, it's Wasteland Baby! Exclamation point situation.
You're, right. You're 100% right. So, we're approaching spring break, which is nuts.
That is crazy.
We have like 5 weeks after we come back. I'm not counting at all.
Like, me neither, but also I'm so excited to get back to school after spring break. But Rachel, what are you doing for spring break?
Oh, well, thanks, Amanda.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm going home, which I am incredibly excited about. First thing that I'm going to do is take a shower.
Oh, are you gonna sit down in the shower?
I don't really do that. Especially, I don't have like a seat in my shower. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could just sit down on the ground. That's what I do.
Oh.
If you were wondering.
How is it down there?
Wonderful.
You don't feel like you're getting like waterboarded?
Mm-mm. It's, I guess you could, I could see how I could feel like that now that you say it, but I've never thought of it before like that.
Excuse us, listeners of Medford, just a little like, local Medford color in the background. I hope everyone's okay out there.
Yeah. This is a shout out to all the local Medford citizens who have an ambulance coming their way. Okay.
Because obviously that shout out is going to help them.
It will.
All right. 718, 719, took a dark turn. 720, and we're taking dark turns out here. All right. Next song.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting
when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Hi guys, we have a caller with us. Yay, we figured out how to pick up the phone.
I'm so sorry that we had to call off Backstreet Boys, that they'll be back on later.
Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Maybe have some Claude LeBret.
Hello, Claude LeBret.
I'm an alumnus from many, many, many years ago.
Who else are you?
Who is
Rachel LeBret's mother?
Yeah.
She's a second generation jumbo.
And she's making you
proud. I have a request this morning.
Okay.
Which is a very relaxing spiritual song. You can the singer is Josh Warshawski.
And he's Israeli?
Actually, I think he's a rabbinical student, but the music is very beautiful that he's making.
Well, you can't get more spiritual than that. Well, I guess there are variations of that, but...
Yeah, so...
So here we go.
Fine. That would be great. Thank you.
Thanks for the suggestion, Mommy.
And thanks for calling in.
We okay. love... Now that we can answer the phone, huge. Call away. All right, I'll talk to you. What? Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Ha 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 ha
right, Owen. Want to introduce yourself to our listeners? Owen? Hey, Owen. All right, we may have lost Owen.
Fake.
He has big things to do with the dining hall workers this morning.
So. Oh, I see. Yes, I don't know if everyone has heard.
Wait, sorry. Bye, Owen.
Bye, Owen. Thanks for calling. Yeah, there are contract negotiations going on right now with our dining hall workers. It is very important that everybody shows their support in any way they can. Wear a pin.
The pins are great.
Thank you. Call Tony Monaco. There's so many things one can do.
Also, you can contact Owen or Owen's friend, I guess, at 310-849-1396. Yes, I did just give a random person's number out on the live air.
It's so scary. I'm so sorry because we have probably have so many listeners. But stay safe out there. Support the dining hall workers. They do so much for us at Tufts, and we love food so much, and we couldn't do anything without them. And they're all so kind, and one job, hashtag, should be enough.
I, like, literally couldn't go here without them.
No. I don't know if anyone knew, but our girl Rachel out here is gluten intolerant.
I have celiac. Let's just be clear. I'm not one of those people. Although, the amount I bring it up, it probably is really... annoying. But yeah, Zara makes all my food like herself, by my request, and it is great. It's so much better than the regular food, low key.
I can attest to that as someone who has to eat the peasant food.
But it is safe and gluten free, and I wouldn't be able to go here without it. So thank you, huge thank you to the dining
huge. Workers. Okay, so. This next song goes out to the dining hall workers.
What is it?
You'll see.
Okay.
I'm young and I'm foolish. I made bad decisions. I block out the news, turn my back on religion. Don't have no degree, I'm somewhat naive. I made it this far on my own. But lately that shit ain't been getting me higher. I lift up my head and the world is on fire. There's dread in my heart and fear in my bones. And I just don't know what to say. Maybe I'll pray. I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please. I'm broken, alone, and afraid. I'm not a saint, I'm more of a sinner. I don't wanna lose, but I fear for the winners. When I try to explain, the words right away. That's why I am stood here today. And I'm gonna pray. I'll pray.
then you know that I'm gonna pray.
So that was Sam Smith, Pray. It was really nice. I enjoyed that. And right, thanks Scotty for that little tidbit behind air. This yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Just
number
a
thing.
Thought from my father, quote, you probably don't want to give out random phone numbers over a live broadcast, irrespective of audience size.
Nods head affirmative. Yes.
But I also hope that whoever phone number we gave out makes some new friends because of this.
Eli? Which 100% sounded like Elliot Zader, but it wasn't.
He's definitely sleeping.
Yeah. All right, so we have a little PSA for you. The title is...
Alternative Scouting PSA.
The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region.
The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service.
If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling, hey, this is a good number to give out, 636-542-8855.
I'm just going to repeat that so you guys get this number stuck in your head and not some random person in the Tufts community's phone number. 636-542-8855, a public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
So if you didn't have spring break plans, now you do. With the, there's a little cute picture of these like kiddos in uniform. None of them are looking at the camera. Oh, nope, the one in the hat is.
I really wish you guys could see this weird picture of these tiny children in scouting uniforms.
It's like, you know he's going to be an Eagle Scout.
Oh, my God. Did you know any Eagle Scouts?
Yes. Like, Bruno, one of my, like, my godparents' kid. That's the easiest way to describe him.
Oh, my God. He's so close.
Oh, my God. They would be so here for this show and calling in. I should really tell them. Okay. Last night, speaking of PSAs, I sent a mass text message to my family being like, hey, I'm alive. I'm having a great time in college, but also I have a radio show.
Yeah. Did anyone respond?
Yeah, we got like a few little responses from my aunt, my cousin. Not a huge overwhelming response though, which I was sort of disappointed by, but you know, anything to raise our listeners' numbers. Oh, just through the book of PSAs. All right. Now we have something. What do we have? Oh yeah, wait. This is going to be good.
Okay, I'm so excited. I don't even know what this is.
A fellow WMFOer keyed me into this song. So here it is.
Southern green. come around and tell me the truth about everything that you're going through. My girl, you've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and the Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. I've been dreaming about us, working hard and saving it up. We'll go and see the man on the moon. My girl, we've got nothing to lose. Cold nights and Sunday mornings on your way and out of the grave. I've got time, I've got love, got confidence, rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, be a good place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. I've got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Got love, got confidence, you rise above. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Crowded town, silent bed, pick a place to rest your head. Give me a minute to hold my girl. Give me a minute to hold my girl.
And we're back. Okay, we're gonna go right into the next song, which is a song request by my mother, Chicken Kath. Fried.
Oh, well, her name first, Kath.
Kath.
We love you.
We love you, and thanks for tuning in on this beautiful Thursday morning. I'll be home soon.
All right, so this song is Chicken Fried by Zach Brown Band. Ready? One, two.
A little bit of chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night,
a pair of jeans that fit just right,
and the radio.
All right.
I feel like that's enough. Yeah. Okay, we didn't feel like playing the whole song because we just thought that was too abrupt for the listeners in the morning, so we thought we would rather serenade you with our own voices while singing it.
I hope you like it. It is called Chicken Fried. Not even fried chicken, but chicken fried. And it's 7:46.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Amanda kindly asked what I was doing over spring break, but I did not ask her in return. So Amanda, what are you doing over spring break?
To all those listeners out there, I'm going to Hawaii.
Oh. Oh no. I hope you come back. You don't sound like you have enough letters.
Shoot. Hawaii. What's that from? That's from a movie.
I have no idea.
Okay, I didn't just make that up. I promise it's from something.
Oh, I really just thought you made it up.
No. Oh, okay, I'll remember before the show ends and I'll update all you listeners. But yeah, I am super excited. I burn super easily, but I'll be bringing my 110 SPF and all will be well.
What else did you pack?
Because
for those of you who don't live in our room, this girl has popped out the suitcase on like Sunday evening. And I was like, you don't leave until Thursday midday. And she was like,
packing stresses me out.
Okay. I've literally been packing for the past 3 days. And I don't even know if I'm done. I get like scared about overpacking, underpacking, about like enough shirts that like you might maybe sweat through. Like you never know sweatiness levels.
Oh, well, you're not me, so you know I can't.
So yeah, we packed quite a few items. My dad always gets a little bit exacerbated by the size of my bag, but I feel like better safe than sorry. It's better than my brother, who every time we go anywhere, he buys a new outfit because he's poorly dressed for the occasion. So
at least you got the gingham dress.
I do have a gingham dress.
Another occasion where I wish you could see what we were talking about. This is a great item, and she will be wearing it around Medford with pride, yes. Possibly with a little white tee.
Well, if you add me on Instagram, Amanda Bank, you can find, I'll post a picture with the dress. You can also see my very first Insta story ever, which is up right now, where I say tune in to WMFO.
But I guess you don't really need that PSA since you're already listening.
That's true. But you can go see in general. It's very important.
Anyway, the next song is... What is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good one.
All right.
It's
a good one. Here we go, fans.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell. Oh,
rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you.
One, two. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all the same. River, wider than a
there. I thought I was being so sly.
She's like, okay, we're back. I was like, no, we're not. But now we're back. So what song was that, Rachel?
It was Moon River by Frank Ocean, which I feel like is in the category of like has-beens. It was so popular like when it came out, but I still like it a lot.
And thanks for bearing with us with the two different river-themed songs in a row.
Water-themed. Spring break, you know?
Yeah. Cabo.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Oh, shoot. I forgot to look up what that's from. If anybody knows, please call in.
Anyway, we're just going to chat, like, in the final minutes. Again, this is Rachel.
And this is Amanda.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Our show is called Bird Watching.
And this song is going to put you out into a beautiful rest of your Thursday. And we're going to cut the song and go back to us if we figure out where Hawaii is from. But if not, this will be the last you're hearing from us.
We hope this song... I thought you were going to be like, we hope this song drops you into the abyss. I was going to be like, that's not what we want to give our listeners.
It's not what we want at all.
We want to support them.
We do support you. And if anyone is still going through midterm season, please, you're doing great.
Don't follow our example for work ethic.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. You should do whatever you've been doing because it's definitely more productive. Okay. This is for
all of those in the abyss out there.
Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need.